many factors impact the food supply chain, which in turn really can affect the prices you and I pay at the grocery store.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. Food prices generally increase by about 2% each year. But from 2021 to 2022, food prices rose by 11%, the largest annual increase in over 40 years. What caused this major increase? Was it just overall inflation? And what, if anything, can be done about it? We'll find out from GAO's Steve Morris, an agriculture expert. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Holly.
So, Steve, what is causing food prices to go up?
Well, Holly, you know, that's a great question. And there isn't one single factor that's causing food prices to go up. There's really many factors along the food supply chain, which extends all the way from the farm to the processor to the grocery store. Just to give you some examples, you know, some of these things include like the cost and availability of animal feed, fertilizer, energy, transportation, labor, all of which can affect food prices. There's certain factors such as weather and climate and disease that have really posed some longstanding challenges for agriculture and food. And then there's other things like the COVID-19 pandemic and the Russia-Ukraine conflict that have been more recent and obviously more dramatic, right? But let me give you a real life example so you can understand how these things can affect food prices. So last year's outbreak of avian flu forced many producers to euthanize millions of chickens, right? So that in turn reduced the nation's supply of eggs. And as a result, egg prices soared.
So do we know if prices will continue to increase or have we seen the worst of it?
Well, you know, according to USDA, the prices are expected to grow more slowly in 2023 than it did in 2022, but it's still going to grow more than the historic annual average of 2%. When you look at the forecast for this year's prices, they're predicted to increase anywhere from 5 to 10%, probably settle around 8%, so they're still going to be really high.
Were there types of food that increased more than others, or was it just across the board?
Well, Holly, you know, it was actually both. When you look at food prices across the board, they increased, but also the extent of the increase varied by the type of foods. Prices for specific products like cereal and baked goods actually increased by 13%. Meat, poultry, fish increased by about 10%, and fruits and vegetables increased by about 9%. In addition, food prices also varied depending on where folks lived across the country. Food prices in Detroit, for example, rose over 14%, while prices in Miami and Fort Lauderdale only rose about 5%. So, you know, a lot of variation. And some of that variation really could be attributed to retailers passing on their costs for either transportation or some of their retail overhead onto consumers.
Do we know how this has affected Americans and who may have felt the price increase the most?
We didn't evaluate the impact of the recent increases of food prices on American households specifically. But we do know this, the overall increases in the food prices pose a hardship for many folks in the U.S., right? Particularly low-income consumers. So, for example, while the average U.S. consumer spends about 10% of their income on food, low-income consumers can spend up to 30% of their income on food.
So Steve just told us that while food prices increased dramatically last year, they're expected to continue increasing by more than the typical 2% average. And this can have a disproportionate effect on some Americans based on their income, diet, and where they live. So Steve, what's the federal role in addressing the causes for food price increases?
The federal government doesn't control food prices directly, but it can indirectly affect food prices through their support of the food supplies chain. So just to give you some examples, Holly, so agencies may invest in agricultural activities. They can provide technical assistance and guidance to producers and processors. They also conduct research and share some information with farmers and businesses, and they can set standards to ensure the safety of food and also ensure market competition. So all these activities working together ultimately can have some impact on food prices.
And so has the federal government taken action on food price increases?
Well, yes, Holly. You know, the federal government really took a number of important actions in response to the food price increases and the supply chain disruptions we all experienced in 21 and 22. Just a couple of really important examples, I think. First, during the height of the pandemic, really, and really even the start, FDA allowed producers to divert food that was meant for restaurants to grocery stores, right? And that ensured food availability for a lot of consumers during the pandemic. USDA also increased the nutrition assistance benefits to folks to ensure that really the most vulnerable populations had access to food. So two really important examples of federal action.
Steve, last question. What's the bottom line of this report?
We've all experienced record high food prices in the last year, right? Many factors impact the food supply chain, which in turn really can affect the prices you and I pay at the grocery store. Some of these factors, like climate and weather, are really long-standing issues. Others, like the Russia-Ukraine conflict, are more recent. While the government cannot directly control food prices, it can take some actions, and it has done so to support the food supply chain and mitigate the impact of the rising prices we've seen. Unfortunately, the government estimates that food prices are going to continue to remain high during 2023.
That was Steve Morris talking about GAO's recent report on food prices. Thanks for your time, Steve.
Thank you so much, Holly.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.